Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, small businesses figure out a way to dial back the office holiday party while still making it fun, and Business Insider has a list of what they call the most exciting small businesses and startups. We'll begin with this. Are you having an office holiday party this year? If so, how does it compare to others in years past? Planned spending on office holiday celebrations is down this year nationwide to a median of $55 per guest this year from $78 last year. What's going on? You might have thought the economy was bouncing back, right? We might be in a celebratory mood, maybe even looking to relieve some pent-up stress from the election. Here's Wall Street Journal columnist Ann Cadet. And what have you found?
Well, I was interested to see what was going to happen with holiday parties this year. I think we all know that after the market meltdown in 2008, a lot of employers canceled their parties, and they started to have really small parties, and they kind of got bigger and bigger every year. And I thought, boy, this year they're really going to be huge because the stock market is way up, and employment is doing really well, and Trump is going to be president. He's kind of a flashy person, so maybe parties are going to be really flashy this year. And I was very surprised to see that actually the opposite is happening. There was a survey done, and it seems that on a sort of a national basis, spending on office parties is down from $78 last year to just $55 this year.
Interesting. I thought, like you, there might be some pent-up demand. What's the reason here?
Well, it's kind of a weird time right now, and it's an uncertain time, and employers don't want to look like they're frivolous. They want to, and another aspect is that millennials don't want to sit around drinking and eating hors d'oeuvres. They want to have fun. So what a lot of employers are doing now is spending a little bit less on a fancy venue and fancy food and fancy drinks and more on kind of goofy entertainment that kids like.
Like what, for example?
Well, some of it's like super on the cheap stuff that kind of, I don't know, it seems like it's more ironic than anything else, but they're having ugly sweater contests and white elephant gift exchanges. I've seen offices that are making gingerbread houses or hiring psychics and magicians. A lot of them are doing kind of really old-fashioned fun things like shuffleboard or bowling or karaoke. I talked to Bowlmore, which is a big venue here in New York City, and they said that their bookings for holiday office parties are up 30% this year.
Did you say, too, that food trucks serving grilled cheese or waffles are popular now?
Yeah, I talked to some event planners, and again, it's kind of a millennial thing, but a lot of people are tired of, you know, shrimp and salmon mousse on cucumber slices, and they're, you know, doing kind of more fun, casual foods, and they're actually, like, bringing in entire food trucks to sell things, you know, or offer things like barbecue and grilled cheese.
It's Wall Street Journal columnist Ann Cadet. Coming up next, the most exciting startups. Everyone knows that business is all about numbers. Consider the numbers the state of Michigan can offer your business, like Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. Or 2000, the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6, Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates, which all adds up to the one state that has all that and more. Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Well, we'll finish with this. What are the small businesses generating the most buzz? Business Insider put together a list of the 100 most exciting startups in New York City. Here's a sampling. Bark and Company, an e-commerce company that launched 4 years ago with Bark Box, a monthly box of funny toys, treats, and chews that you can't find together anywhere else. They've shipped more than 25 million products to date to dog lovers and owners. When it comes to financial services, a 27-person firm called Bond Street is transforming small business lending through technology, data, and design. The company was founded on the belief that small business owners are the foundation for growth of the economy, and yet today's banking system has left them behind. There's a fitness company on the list called ClassPass. Founded in 2013, the firm offers a monthly subscription service providing access to the world's largest network of boutique fitness studios and gyms. And finally, Codecademy, founded in 2011 by Zach Sims and Ryan Babinski, teaches more than 25 million people around the world an invaluable skill, and that's coding. Again, that list from Business Insider. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, too, thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. And those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. It's free publicity for you, and you might be providing inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.